Between the ropes, once again, with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moweta. Good evening, Namdi.
And a good evening, amigo.
Namdi, what the world has been waiting for has arrived. So says Floyd Mayweather.
Like I always say, for every fight, everybody had a game plan. As of right now, there's not a blueprint on how to beat Floyd Mayweather. No one has found the way to break the Mayweather code.
May 2nd, he'll finally go against Manny Pacquiao.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
We're going to talk about different aspects of this fight, Namdi. But first off, why did it take so long to make this fight happen?
Sonny, if you take a look at the players outside the ring, you don't have Manny Pacquiao owned by HBO, which is the biggest pay television company in the U.S., Floyd Mayweather owned by Showtime. And then you have the promoters and the players and the movers and shakers on both sides. You have Bob Arum on one side. And then you have this character we call Al Heyman with Floyd Mayweather. So making this deal was just not easy with all these guys on the side. Because suddenly we're talking about big, big money.
And in terms of big, big money, Namdi, how much can Pac-Man and Mayweather possibly make from this fight?
Well, we have to go to the split, Sonny, because the split has been the problem in the beginning. In the beginning, Manny Pacquiao wanted a 50-50 split, and Mayweather said no way. So they agreed on 60-40. The 60-40 of $200 million, Sonny, you do the calculation. Mm. That is $120 million for Floyd, Money Man Mayweather, and $80 million for Manny Pacquiao.
Mm.
But that's not the end of it.
Does that include the pay-per-view numbers?
Well, Sonny, when we say $200 million, that's guaranteed, which means Uncle Sam will take a cut of it. When we add the closed circuit and the foreign rights and all together in the one bowl, we are looking at these two guys walking away with close to $300 million plus.
What about the box office numbers, Namdi? I got to believe the tickets are going to sell out at the MGM Grand in Vegas. So what are they going to go for?
Sonny, man. The cheapest ticket so far, face value is $1,000. When the boys buy it up and resell it, that one G ticket will go for like five. That's nosebleed we're talking about. then if you're a Hollywood player, you're not going to the nosebleed. You want to be ringside. Then we're talking about you dropping 10G, 10 grand.
Mm.
Crazy paper, bro.
Crazy paper indeed, Namdi. Namdi, let's look at the timeline. The fight's on May 2nd. Is it enough time for these guys to prepare? And also the promotion of the fight. I was kind of expecting that they'd go on a worldwide tour of all these big cities. Is that still going to happen?
Sonny, these two fighters are disciplined fighters. These are not like your heavyweight that puts on 30, 40 pounds between fights and looks lazy and spend another 2-3 weeks in the camp trying to lose weight. These guys, they're already in fighting shape. So for them, they really need 3 good weeks of preparation. There's no worldwide press conference in London. You know, only 2 press conferences will happen. One in the big city, Los Angeles, and one in New York. That's it. In terms of promotion, come on, Sonny. I mean, the mainstream media, everybody, you have 2 major players in cable TV going toe-to-toe to make this happen. So there's no need to really like be banging the drums. People have been waiting for this fight for the past 6 years, Sonny.
What's your sense, Namdi, in Africa and in Europe? Are they really excited about this fight?
Sonny, worldwide, Asia, Africa, the UK, Brazil, everybody wants to see this one fight. Mind you, this is the first major fight since 2007, Oscar De La Hoya, Mayweather. Or you say 2013, Mayweather, Canelo. Those fights, the 2.4 million views with Mayweather and De La Hoya and 2.2, Canelo and Mayweather. So we're looking at, when you add all this closed circuit, worldwide rights and other stuff, you're looking at close to 4 million buy.
Namdi, what about the live gate at the MGM Grand?
Sonny, the MGM Grand Casino is 16,000 people. When you scale it, the biggest gate so far was Canelo Mayweather. That was $20 million. They're projecting at 16,000, you're talking about nosebleed for $5,000 and the ringside for close to 20, 30 grand. They're projecting $40 million.
So they're going to double that.
Definitely going to double that. And not only that, the pay-per-view is not going to be your regular $60, $65, $75. No way.
How much is that going to be?
It's going to run you close to 120.
Ooh. I guess I better invite a few friends over then, Namdi.
You have no choice, but you also have to charge them for coming into your crib, you know.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more verbal jabs from Namdi later this week, right here on the Sunny Side of Sports.
Galala. Great show, bro.
In African club football, fans across the continent are looking forward to another big weekend of action in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup competitions. Our African football guru, David Legg, says in the Champions League, a top Ivorian club is in a precarious position in Mali.
Seaway Sport of Ivory Coast, now they reached the final of the CAF Confederations Cup last year and were beaten by a goal deep in stoppage time by Al Ahly. They're in dire danger of going out of the Champions League at the very first hurdle. They were surprisingly beaten 2-1 at home by Kaloum of Guinea. One ray of hope, perhaps, for the Ivorians is that the second match will not be played in Guinea because of that Ebola epidemic situation. It will be played in Bamako in Mali. So rather than a home venue for Kaloum, it's a neutral venue. But nevertheless, Kaloum with two away goals, they're in a strong position. And this will be a real surprise because in recent years, Seaway have been doing very well. They reached the group stage of the Champions League. And then last December reached the final of the CAF Confederation Cup. So a potential shock there. El Merak of Sudan, Sonny, they're among the most ambitious clubs in Africa. They're really desperate to get their hands on some silverware. And let's just consider for a moment their build-up to their first match against Azam of Tanzania, which they lost by 2-0 in Dar es Salaam. They started off with a training camp in Cairo. They then moved to Doha in Qatar. They had another training camp there. They then played Schalke, a German Bundesliga club, and actually did pretty well, getting a 2-2 draw. All that in advance of their first match in the Champions League. But a disappointment for them, a 2-0 away defeat, and now in the steamy heat of Omdurman, they've got to wipe out that 2-goal deficit. Biggest danger, Sonny, always with 2-0 deficits, is that away goal rule. If Azam score just one goal in Omdurman, Merak will have to score 4 goals to qualify. So that one hanging on a knife edge. The Merak coach, Diego Garzito, he's a Franco-Italian. He's already tasted Champions League glory in 2009 with TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo. So he knows all about this competition. And I'm wondering if he's not thinking, let's try and win this match 2-0. Take it to a penalty shootout where we'll have home advantage. Anyway, one way or the other, a real cliffhanger in prospect there. Another team that I think would have expected to have a slightly easier passage into the final 32 are Kaizer Chiefs of South Africa. They were drawn against Township Rollers of Botswana in the preliminary round. And the general expectation was that Chiefs would win by 2 or 3 goals. But that's not how it worked. In fact, they needed a last-minute goal from Tefu Mashamaite to get a 2-1 home victory. And I can just visualize now, Sonny, the situation in the National Stadium in Gaborone on Saturday afternoon. It's going to be very hot. Hopefully there'll be some clouds in the sky just to make it a little easier for the players. There's going to be 30,000 Botswana supporters backing their team. There'll probably be quite a few fans coming across the border from South Africa as well. So a fantastic situation developing there. And Rollers know if they can win 1-0, they'll go through on the away goal rule. If they win 2-1, it would go to penalties. But if Chiefs, even if they lost but scored two or more goals, they would qualify in the away goal route. So fascinating situation. I've still got a hunch that Chiefs will make it. One of their officials recently claimed they're as good a club as anyone in the world. Well, if that's the case, Sonny, they're going to have to roll those rollers over. The other South African team, Mamelodi Sundowns, they also disappointed. You know, this is a recurring theme year after year. South African clubs who boast that they play in this great league called the South African Premiership. But when it comes to the nitty-gritty of African football, we just don't see all this great football from these great clubs. Now, Sundowns, they went to St. Michel United of the Seychelles, and it was not unfair to expect that Sundowns would win even on the Indian Ocean Island by a couple of goals, but instead it was St. Michel who took the lead, and Sundowns needed a goal from their Zimbabwean playmaker, Kama Biliat, 7 minutes from time to snatch a one-all draw. However, that said, I would expect Sundowns to win pretty comfortably the second leg in Pretoria. Mogram Tetouan of Morocco. Now, there's a club who are not having the best of times lately. They played in Morocco in the FIFA Club World Cup. There were high expectations that they could go far in that competition. But they went out in the first round to those part-timers from New Zealand, Auckland City. And now they're facing elimination at the preliminary stage from the Champions League as well. They lost 2-0 away to CO Bamako of Mali. And they're in a similar situation to El Merak of Sudan. They know that if they can see the goal at home, that may well be the end of their Champions League hopes. So some really fascinating ties, Sonny, coming up. 23 in all. Ashanti Kotoko of Ghana, they've already qualified. East End Lions of Sierra Leone withdrew. But lots of action ahead, and certainly the prospect.